Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue that difficult end-of-life discussion. So we talked yesterday about the idea of getting your affairs in order and not waiting until somebody tells you to do that. Actually doing it, being prepared for it, and thinking through what needs to be done in the event you don't have the opportunity to prepare. Now, today I want to talk about the idea of gifting. And so when we gift, we want to leave things to others. And what we do is when we gift, we want to do it with the intention of having a positive impact on their lives. And the last thing we want are family issues resulting from entitlement. And I shared a story with you yesterday about what happened with my wife's family and when her grandmother passed, and it really splintered the family. But anytime there are multiple beneficiaries involved, the disposition of assets can bring out the worst in people. Now, as we get older, there are possessions that we have that we can probably do without. So consider this. What if you could gift them while you're still alive? And think about the benefits of doing it. If you do it, you know, it's hard to get appreciation if you're not there to receive it, right? So if you're able to gift while you're alive, you get the appreciation of giving a gift, which is, by the way, the best part of it. And the other thing you get from doing it is you have an opportunity to avert potential conflicts. You know, once you're gone, you can't do it, because people are trying to interpret your intentions. But if you're there, they know what your intentions are because you can tell them. So think about those things that you can give away now. And I'm not saying now. If you're 30 years old, maybe it's not the time. But if you're 50, 60, 70 years old, maybe it's time to start thinking that way. And for those assets that you choose not to part with, why not have a discussion with some of your beneficiaries to explain the why behind the decisions that you're making? And so in this case, the goal here, I think, should be to keep the family together, keep everybody happy, and make it a reward, right? You're doing something nice for other people by leaving them your possessions, by leaving your assets. And to make it an ugly situation, which so often happens when it can be avoided, it just takes some forethought. Again, nobody likes to think about this stuff, but if your goal long term is to look out for your family and to make sure that your family stays together, this is a way to help ensure that you do keep your family together. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and just suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher. You know, if you've had an experience similar to this, I would love to hear about it, and maybe we can use it in one of the podcasts before the end of this week. So just shoot me an email. It's just joel@joelbrookman.com. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue this end-of-life discussion, but we're going to talk about creating a living will and why that's important. But for today, think about the possessions that you have and think about the stuff that you don't need and that you're not using. How great would it be to gift some of that while you're still here to get the appreciation for the gift? And for those things that you're not going to gift right now, I want you to think about who you may want to get those and start to think through how you might have that discussion so that other people don't get hurt in the process. And if you're at an age where this doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense yet, so you're still in your 30s or in your 40s, maybe at that time, this is just a seed to plant in your mind to say when that time comes, rather than waiting, you know, as you get a little bit more advanced in age and accumulate more assets, start to think that through and make a plan that when that time comes, to start to give things away as opposed to waiting.